Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
It's National Technology Day today. At CES, you know, the Consumer Electronics Show, are they going to finally give us flying cars? Probably not. But they will give us autonomous tractors. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, January 6th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is National Shortbread Day today. Shortbread originated in Scotland. It's popular in the United Kingdom, and similar biscuits are made in Denmark, Ireland, and Sweden. Why am I bringing up shortcake? Because here in the States, I guess some people eat it. I don't know. I didn't grow up with this. But hey, what's cool is my Learning More podcast is like in the top 200 over there in the UK for documentary podcasts. So thank you to the UK. Have some shortbread on me. Okay, it's National Technology Day. And if I had the technology to send you shortbread, I would do that. Sadly, I do not. Okay, so this is a day that recognizes technology and what it has done to change our world. Well, yes, it's done a lot, right? Well, specifically, it's made us all where we don't know what we would do without it. That's basically what it's done at this point. Like, I don't know what I would do without my phone for a day or without my iPad or my iThis or iThat. Like, what would I do? That would not be cool. Yeah, but National Technology coincides with the timing here over in Las Vegas of the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. That happens each year. Now, it's a little bit smaller this year because the whole, you know, COVID thing, right? Now everything else is not as like it used to be, and hopefully someday it'll get back to the way it was. But it's about a quarter of what it was before from what I hear. But there's a lot of stuff coming out, like, you know, new laptops, a TV, as I mentioned, some farm equipment. Yes, self-driving tractors, just what we need. I'd be a little afraid to be on a farm and all the tractors are just driving by themselves. I guess it would give me that kind of like that movie Cars, right? It would give me that kind of feel. I don't know. Some of the cool things that I saw, one of them specifically, the health tracking light bulb. So this is a light bulb that you plug into your house. And what it will do is it will measure the heart rate and body temperature of those people that are in the room. Now, I don't know exactly how this works, but this sort of freaks me out a little bit. Now I'm going to go to somebody's house. They're going to know my heart rate, and they're going to know I'm freaked out because they're going to see the heart rate increase. Very interesting little thing there. They're also, of course, coming out with some new video games, right? Like the new PlayStation VR thing that's coming out. And check out this. Just a sign of the times. A $340 face mask that removes pollution, bacteria, and, of course, coronavirus from the air that you breathe in. It's like this mask that you wear that it looks like something out of Star Wars, really, right? It's this smooth gray material with like this plastic lining, of course, around your face. And then you've got this cord running down to your belt that's pulling in air and filtering it, doing all this crazy stuff. But there you go. If you want to spend $340 on a mask, you can go down to Las Vegas and do that. Okay, it is also National Cuddle Up Day today. Now, I checked WebMD because what are the benefits of cuddling up with someone? Well, here's the thing. It will ease stress. It may help your heart and your light bulb, I guess we'll tell you that. It fights colds, and it helps you, of course, connect to your partner. It's also something that you can do with your cat or your dog or your baby, whatever. So cuddle up with somebody today. Now, the timing on this one is unfortunate because it's also National Bean Day today. So maybe cuddle up early in the day because, you know, what beans do, right? They're good for your heart. But, you know, the more you eat, yeah. Why is that? Why does it give us gas? Well, it's because of a particular type of sugar in the beans. Now, to avoid gas from beans, well, you can eat slower. You can also soak the beans before cooking a little extra time. I've got an article linked in the description because I care about you and your gas. And so you could read that article on how to avoid gas. All right, we are going to take a look at a new segment on the show, new this week, where we take a look at a featured podcast. Yeah, I know, I only take 10 minutes of your day up, so that leaves you a lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. And I have got a great one for you. And I know this person, her name is Polly Campbell. And the podcast is called Polly Campbell Simply Said. If you want to succeed in today's changing business climate and create the life that you desire, well, this is the show that you need to listen to. You will understand the psychology of success. She's an author. She's an entrepreneur. And she's just an all-around great person. I got to know her over at Electricast. One of my podcasts is over on that network. The Best Business Network is what it's called. And Polly's on that network. I got to know her. I got to interview her on one of my shows, and she is fantastic. So definitely do go check out Polly's show. There's a link in the podcast description. Also in the description, you'll see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon for just a few bucks a month, and you'll receive commercial-free access to the podcast. Join me for some behind-the-scenes live streams. Watch me screw up as I record. That's a lot of fun. I did it like 10 times. Just in the open today. You'd be surprised how hard it is to talk about a self-driving tractor. Anyway, click on the link. You'll also get your birthday mentioned aside the celebrities. But click on the link to join us on Patreon in the description of the podcast. All right, let's take a look at our historical items for today. The one that we're going to use here is in 1759. Yeah, George Washington married Martha Dandridge in Virginia. Okay, so we all know about Martha. We all know about George. We know those names, right? But what you may not have known was that actually George Washington was not her first husband. Yeah, she was actually married to a gentleman named Daniel Custis. They had four children, and she was widowed by the age of 25. And now, of course, she also survived the death of George Washington. However, she did not go to his funeral. She was too upset to go to the funeral. All right. This made me, of course, think about weddings. Yes. Okay. The last two summers, I have not gone to a wedding. I used to DJ, and so I would go to hundreds of weddings each year. Yes, I'm not exaggerating. Literally hundreds of weddings that I would go DJ, or I would go check on my other DJs, things like that. So I've been to quite a few weddings. So I wanted to see what are some of the wedding trends that we can expect now this next year that weddings will be coming back. Well, here's one of the things. Interactive entertainment. Yes, we're going beyond DJs. So I would have been upset, I guess, a little bit since that's what I did. But they're going beyond that. They're doing fortune tellers. They're doing pro dancers. They're doing, yes, boy bands and other celebrities dropping in on weddings. So if you go to a wedding this year, you might just see, I don't know, NSYNC. That's probably a little too high level. Maybe you'll see, what was the O-Town? Yeah, you'll see O-Town at some wedding that you go to. And also you may need to dress up differently. Not dress up like in the suit, tie, or tuxedo or formal gown. No, you might need to dress up as a theme. Yes, 70s apparently is one of the big themes for weddings this year, but they're doing all of these theme party weddings. Like, that's one of the cool things. And of course, and this is probably COVID related, a lot of the weddings are moving to outdoor open air tents. Yes, no walls on there. So the thing to remind you of is there's no walls. You better watch that hair. You got to do something with the hair because there's going to be wind throughout the whole thing. Napkins flying everywhere as well. But don't worry, there's multiple specialty bars. That's also a trend for this year. Family style meals. I love that. I love when they have a lot of food at the family style meals. When they don't have enough, then I get a little upset. Also, long weekend weddings. And of course, there's some celebrity weddings coming up this year. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, Britney Spears will be getting married this year. Kate Hudson will be getting married this year. So lots of celebrity weddings to look forward to, and maybe they'll happen. Who knows? Celebrities. All right. Speaking of celebrities, some of our birthdays for today. Kate McKinnon turns 37. Alex Turner is 35. That's your look at January 6th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just head over to our website. Also, all the links that we talk about are in the description and over there on our website. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big.